This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis expressed concern Sunday over the escalation of military activity in eastern Ukraine, and the Pope is calling for measures to restore trust in the region. Ukraine and several major powers have been warning Russia about what they say is the massing of tens of thousands of forces on the border with Ukraine. The Pope says he's concerned about local civilians caught up in the conflict. On Friday, French Prime Minister Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel declared their support for Ukraine and called on Russia to rapidly withdraw troops from the border region. Ukraine has been battling Russian-backed separatists since 2014, and clashes intensified early this year despite a ceasefire reached last summer. A day after the worldwide coronavirus death toll topped 3 million, India's capital is facing a record number of new cases in one day. New Delhi's chief minister says about 1 in 3 people are testing positive for COVID-19, warning India's federal government they need more hospital beds. The city government says it has told Prime Minister Narendra Modi's administration about the dire need of beds and oxygen. Beds are now being set up in New Delhi schools. Germany held a national memorial service on Sunday for its nearly 80,000 victims of the pandemic, with the president urging the country to put aside deep divisions over COVID restrictions to share the pain of grieving families. With pandemic curbs still in force restricting the number of Germans who can attend, the ceremonies were broadcast live on public television. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's military is deploying troops to deal with violence between the country's two largest ethnic groups that have left hundreds dead in recent weeks. The decision announced Sunday comes as there are security concerns across Ethiopia ahead of national elections planned for June. A U.S. lobbying group says dozens have been killed by an army rebel group, and further violence has been reported as recently as this weekend. Egyptian officials say 11 people were killed and 98 injured in a train accident north of Cairo. 4 cars derailed Sunday afternoon, and the cause of the accident is under investigation, according to Egyptian National Railways. The country's health ministry says more than 50 ambulances took the injured to hospitals. It's the latest of several recent crashes in Egypt. At least 20 people were killed and nearly 200 were injured in March when 2 trains collided, and 15 people were injured earlier this month when 2 trains derailed. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said on Sunday he will propose to his U.S. counterpart, President Joe Biden, an extension of one of his key welfare programs to help curb immigration. Hunger and poverty have driven tens of thousands of migrants from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras north through Mexico to cross the U.S. border. López Obrador says in 3 years, the program could create up to 1.3 million jobs across southern Mexico and Central American nations. He says workers could earn a visa for the United States after success in the program for 3 years and eventually apply for U.S. citizenship after another 3 years. U.S. space agency NASA will attempt history on Monday when it attempts to fly a miniature helicopter over the surface of Mars. It would be the first controlled flight of an aircraft on another planet. The solar-powered craft will attempt to hover in place for 30 seconds, just 3 meters above the Martian surface, but some 173 miles from Earth. U.S. health officials say half of all adults in the United States have now received at least one COVID-19 shot. The announcement Sunday marks another milestone in the nation's largest ever vaccination campaign. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says almost 130 million people 18 or older have received at least one dose of a vaccine, or 50.4% of the total adult population. Almost 84 million adults, or about 33%, have been fully vaccinating. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.